would be a very good thing if by the end of the year we're going.
Or just in the discussion, like not that's even, what like, I'm saying. Not that's even like
exactly
solidified.
Right. No, I love it because like I told Scott this morning, the Pro Bowl is a funny thing. Literally, no one watches it or complains about it while they're watching it. But we'll get bent out of shape
if their name isn't on a tweet.
Oh, I can't believe my Saints have 13 wins and 4 players to the Pro. Like, I mean, people get upset. People get upset. You left them off the. Are you going to watch it? Well, no. But I mean, he's a Pro Bowler, right? I mean, it is. It's a funny thing. Like, literally, no one could care less about the game and everything. But I, you know, who does though? Players and agents, because it's in their contracts. So, I do think that is an interesting thing to me. But I'm with you, Jordan, along the same lines of Marcus Williams. And is it surprising to you, as we wrap up hour number two, that both you and I came up with defensive players? Again, let me reiterate. You know what I know it's coming back on offense? Marcus Williams and Alvin Kamara. We have a brand new starting quarterback. Your number two receiver is gone. Who's that? Who's the third receiver? Your starting tight end is a guy that's never started in the league in his second year. But do you feel like I do that most of the discussions have been on this team's defense?
If anything, I mean, definitely quarterback is your main concern, because I feel like the rest of your offense is, you'll be fine with your wide receivers and your running backs, but outside of the quarterback position, I mean, I feel comfortable.
But don't with you feel like that's interesting that you're comfortable with a lot of inexperience in those roles?
Well, it just, I think it's also speaks volumes of how Sean Payton has adapted with, you know, different rosters.
I meant to mention this yesterday. We were talking about the top five players, and somebody tweeted this, and I forgot. I apologize if you're listening. But he's like, we forget about Michael Thomas. He was injured last year.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I don't know, you remember he broke the NFL record for receptions and yards?
Yeah. He did.
Okay. Should he be the number two player when you rank the roster? No? Hour three is next. Marlon Favorite will touch base with him and Leo. Next segment's kind of open if you want to chime in, though. Your thoughts on our question of the day. Jordan will reset this. Just like that, 2 hours in the books. One more to go at the top of the following hours. Mr. Matt Moskonen after further review. It's a Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
With round-the-clock protection at a great price, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this unenthusiastic hype man.
Okay, everybody, let's make some noise. Put your hands up. Or not. It's your call. Here we go now. Here we go.
Switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Basketball fans, watch the NBA Finals live with YouTube TV. Get live TV from 85-plus top channels, including ABC, ESPN, Disney, and Nat Geo. Watch the live sports, local news, and shows you love with unlimited DVR storage included. YouTube TV brings crystal clear HD live TV streaming to all your favorite devices. No cable boxes, no long-term contracts. Set up in minutes. Find out more at YouTubeTV.com. YouTube TV, try it free. Terms apply.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Join us this weekend for the Blue Boot Rodeo. Tune in as we broadcast the results live from the leaderboard this Saturday, July 10th from 2 to 5. That's the Blue Boot Rodeo, July 8th through the 10th. Our rodeo broadcast is brought to you in part by Ashley Barrios, State Farm Agent, Golden Motors, Total Urgent Care, PCM, and Neil Small Engine. That's the Blue Boot Rodeo this Saturday, July 10th.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Use the way to give us a buzz. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Jordan will have the questions of the day.
It's Friday.
Jordan. One more hour, sir. Then it'll be your weekend. Any big plans? Big plans this weekend?
Nope.
None at all? You got nothing.
Raining.
You can go inside and do things.
Yeah, my house.
By the way, thanks to the graph. What did I call it? Deer Park, Deer Valley, Deer something.
Something.
Sad Valley, said Deer.
Deer Peak.
Yeah. Den of Deer. It's called the Deer District.
That would make sense.
Yeah. It's incredible, though. 20,000 fans outside of the Bucks Home Arena. I wondered out loud if we would ever see that here in New Orleans. And before you go, nobody will do that for the Pelicans. Fine. Fine. Saints next season. Wild card game. Or fine divisional round because, you know, you have them winning 11-6. That might be wild card with 17 games. Remember, 17 games. Saints, I don't know. Ooh, just for Todd. Saints at the Falcons. Saints at the Falcons. Wild card game. Are we putting 20,000 at Champion Square to watch it on the big screen?
At the Falcons?
Yeah, Saints at the Falcons. I told you, it's for Todd. It's to boil his blood.
I don't think.
Falcons had a better season. Yes.
I think people are going to be on bourbon.
No, see, you say that. When's the last time you went to Bourbon Street to watch a game?
I live in Mandeville, so exactly. not often.
I'm being dead honest. When's the last time anybody listening goes to Bourbon Street?
There's a lot of people.
No, I doubt it. No. You might go there after a game. I don't think I've actually ever been to a Bourbon Street bar to watch a game. I know it's promoted that way all around the country. Apparently, it's the only place where there's bars. I actually tend to find something somewhere relatively where I can get in and out of, you know, safely, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And where I can actually watch it. I'm not a fan of, okay, I'm going to need a fresh one here, but you just got this one, but it's 15 minutes to get one. I'm not a fan of that. Honestly.
That's why you order.
If it's 15
that's
to 20.
Double fist.
Nah, no, I didn't get warm. What are you double fist? What are you? Stop. Jordan, you're going to be 23. You know what? You need to go out one night with like adults and we can start graduating you to, you know, there's certain beverages you have on certain nights.
Double fist.
No.
Then you don't have to wait in the line.
If you go have dinner somewhere nice, you're not just pounding Bud Lights.
I don't drink Bud Lights anymore.
Stop it.
I've evolved.
There's nothing wrong if you drink your Bud Light out there. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've graduated to Coors.
Well, the silver bullet. There you go.
The mountains are definitely blue.
You and the mountains, huh?
The peak.
Stop it. Look, I lost my train of thought. See, now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, how?
Okay.
Why?
What I was saying is I don't know if legitimately we would have 20,000 Saints fans out there.
But for the
Super Bowl, there were a lot of people out and about. But a lot of people out and about, I want to say, after the Super Bowl win, huh?
Yeah, that's...
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if the Saints are in the Super Bowl and they open up the Dome to go check it out, or they open up Champion Square or the arena.
Because you remember the Toronto Raptors a few years back.
Right.
They had, I forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
And that, the whole, like, street.
Yeah. Raptor Alley or something like
blocked.
That. Was packed. Exactly. I don't know if this place is like that, to be honest with you. I think we're more of a watch party slash establishment community.
Slash drink till you can't drink anymore.
Oh my gosh. Moving on.
Who wants to be standing in a crowded environment where you could be at a bar?
My wife asked the question of questions. How do you get to the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? That's what she thinks about. Like, we go to Mardi Gras. I'm not even thinking about it. But because of her and obviously a four-year-old, and you go where there's porta-potties. When I looked at that photo, that if you're in the front of the barricade, I mean, it's like, you know, your jazz fest and all that stuff where it takes you, your festivals, you know,
you better
October,
get there 5 to 6 hours before to get that front row.
But when you go to the facilities, then you got to come back.
Good luck.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I did that at that's not I did that at Voodoo once. I said, so my girlfriend's up front, my girlfriend's, and I pissed off a bunch of people.
You lied?
Well, I was there for a while.
Wow.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And so, I went. I sat up. My girlfriend was back up at the front.
Your girlfriend.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey, it worked.
You man-tai-tao'd.
It worked.
You were something else.
I got up front.
You have no shame.
None.
What was her name?
This is my girlfriend.
Well, what's her name? Let's give her a name.
She's like, everyone was like, where's she at?
Somebody named Jordan's imaginary girlfriend at ESPN Radio Nova. What would Jordan's imaginary girlfriend be?
It worked. So everyone that was the dog before it, it worked. I got up front.
I'm going to go Michelle because it's a derivative of Mitch Trubisky.
Michelle.
Yep. Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle, your imaginary girlfriend, was up front. Excuse me. That's my point, though. That's not fun for me. Like, close enough to see the screen. Then I got to go way up. It's 15 minutes to get a beverage and to go to the bathroom. That's not fun for me.
Yeah, it makes you
think. I'd rather go to, like,
think of a bathroom schedule. Like,
yeah, I don't. That's too much thinking, too much planning, too much. I don't need that many
people. See, you're part of the problem.
I'm not a part of the problem. What are you talking about?
That's why it wouldn't work here.
I'm just saying, that wouldn't be me. But it is. It's 20,000 people out there watching that game last night. What did you take away out of it? 118-108, the question of the day. We had some responses you said that you wanted to get to.
Yeah, Pelicans fans, it's the question. Are we just seeing a great run by the Phoenix Suns, or are they a team that is here to stay? And the Pelicans, should they use them as a model? You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Mm-hmm.
Few responses over on Twitter on both sides of the argument. Big Easy Earl, just a run. You can't pay everyone, and CP3 will be leaving for more money. Good for him. Pels had both of them, CP3 and Monty, but didn't have to fight to keep them. When you have talent, you keep it, build on it, and defend, compensate it. David over on Twitter, definitely here to stay, but they will eventually need to replace CP3. It will be interesting to see how they build when they have to start paying people like Bridges, Ayton Payne, etc., especially if they hold on to Paul, who will be cost a big money bag as he declines.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think they're here to stay.
Even if
Chris Paul's gone, they're still a really good
team. Is it a model team? I think the Pels could build. Again, we went through look, they spent pretty much the same amount of money on the starting.
They spent less.
Yeah, $93 million, the five combined total players for your New Orleans Pelicans that started, Jordan.
Adams, $29 million. Lonzo Ball, $11 million. Zion Williamson, $10 million. Ingram, $27 million. Eric Bledsoe, $16 million. That comes out to be $93 million. As you said, Crowder, $9 million for the Suns. Bridges, $4 million, Booker, $29 million, Ayton, $9 million, and then CP3, $41 million, which comes out to be $92 million.
Yeah. And then I added, as I mentioned, the other players that have been contributors on this team, right? Like a guy like Cam Johnson, $4 million, 25 years old. Cameron Payne, 26 years old, $1.9 million. I mean, it's not like they threw a ton of money out there at a lot of people that are contributing. So, I think it is a model. I think you can sort of, look, can Zion be like what DeAndre it is or better? I guess my biggest question is, do you think Brandon Ingram can be like Devin Booker?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You don't think he has the potential to be?
I do not. I think his biggest leap that he made 2 years ago.
You think that's it?
I don't think that's it.
Right.
But just, I thought he was going to continue. Like, if he was to continue to grow, he should have continued to grow off of that last season.
What would you say is the biggest difference between Devin Booker's game and Brandon Ingram's game?
I think it's just, like, willingness to do everything. Drive the basket, kick the ball out, spot up
three.
Have
we not seen Brandon do that, though? I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to think, like, are they comparable?
I mean, we've seen glimpses. I mean, we saw, you know, a bunch
of... So consistency.
Consistency
would be
I didn't want to use that because that's been the narrative this whole entire
I know, past but season. No, I hear you, but consistency. So if we have B.I. of 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, where he was the most improved player.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. And that's why I thought he was going to continue to grow off of that.
Something was off.
He just declined.
Year.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if that was the guaranteed money once you get the money.
But he's comparable enough to a point you think, okay, Zion needs to grow, needs to play better. Again, DeAndre Ayton's a guy that can get you double-digit boards. I've been saying that. There's no reason Zion can't get double-digit boards. Shaq says it all the time. So if Zion drops weight, gets his lift back, and stops being the layup king and can attack the rim, that's one thing I want to see offensively. Okay? Defensively, I want to see him rebound the ball. Defend. Where are those blocked threes in the wing in the corner that we saw at Duke? I think when you're in better shape and more lift, you can do that. You can move better laterally, right? So if Zion improves physically, I think it'll allow him to improve on the defensive end and offensive end, right? If Brandon Ingram can be more consistent, would you say that's comparable to Ayton and Booker?
I mean, consistency is key in the NBA. Right. So, I mean, if you're an average guy and you're consistently putting up 12 to 15 points
a game,
I mean,
that's a
good
floor.
Player.
We need a captain on the floor. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Whether it's Suggs, whether it's a veteran guy, you said yesterday you want to go trade for De'Aaron and all these other guys. I get it. But that's my point, though. I think this is a model you can match if you're the Pelicans. I mean, can Nikhil and some of the other guys and Najee not maybe be like your Bridges? I mean, Najee Marshall does all those small little things, right? We saw him do that. He earned a contract last year doing that. I mean, what if Nau can be that guy that is a Cameron Payne-like player? You know, can Didi be like a Cam Johnson? I don't know. But it goes back to what I'm saying. What's absolutely missing is a stud leader in the backcourt. You have got to have it. You have got to have it. And don't tell me they're on the team. Jack, thank you, sir, for calling us this weekend. How are you?
Friday, guys. How y'all doing?
Happy Friday to you.
Hey, you know, as far as, and I'm probably the wrong person to ask, but as far as the watch party thing, I'm going to guess that the summers in Milwaukee don't suck quite as hard as the ones here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there'd be 20,000 people outside the dome if the Pelicans were in the, you know, outside of the arena, if the Pelicans were in the finals, maybe. But man, unless they were really drunk, they'd have to be really miserable.
That's what I'm saying. It's just remarkable. 20,000.
But I mean, you know, I don't know what the weather is, but I mean, if it's 60 at night and the humidity is not 1,000,000%, you know, maybe it's a fun thing watching it with other people. I mean, I don't know. I would enjoy it here.
It would be real, especially this week, been raining. Hot, humid, rainy.
I mean, I tell people all the time, it's either going to be raining or it's going to be 100 degrees with 95% humidity. So what's the difference? You know, it's. Summer's not fun in New Orleans, so at least for me. I'm sure there are other people out there that are just loving this. Mm-hmm. But guys, as far as watching this series, don't you think, doesn't it appear that Milwaukee is just a little too slow?
So you think athletically they're suffering, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Phoenix has all those young kids, those young athletic guys, and you know, Milwaukee has a couple of older guys, and to kind of answer your question before. Look, Drew's not a great offensive player. That's not why he's thought of as a really, you know, as a great player in the league. But I have to believe that him having to chase you every screen every time Phoenix has the ball can't help his jump shot.
Yeah. I can understand that for sure. That's what I keep thinking. I mean, I wonder if the defensive end's taking out the offensive end.
Yeah. And look, guys, there was one play last night that's as good a basketball play I think I've ever seen. You know, yeah, I don't watch as much basketball as y'all do. But the play where Phoenix passed the ball, I think they made five or six passes. And honestly, I thought Milwaukee played really good defense, but it ended with Aiden making a layup. I thought that was as good a basketball as I've seen in a while. You know, can you remember what I think Aiden got fouled on the play. But he still made the layup.
I'll say this. They had several plays yesterday, man, where it kind of reminded me of the Warriors a couple of years ago. The ball movement, the flow, the quick touches. I think even Chris talked about it last night on SVP. Good to great is a term that he constantly refers. He says to his teammates, I got a good shot. Try to find a great shot. And the trust that they do that. And, you know, again, man, it's been built into that team. But I'm trying to think of the play specifically you're touching on, but there were a handful of plays yesterday where I reached for the phone and just text Jordan. I'm like, dude, this team's just, they're fun to watch.
I want to say, that matter, because like you said, but I mean, I think it was like in the third quarter Phoenix passed the ball around the perimeter. They must have made five or six passes. And on play, Milwaukee played really good defense. They just, anyway, thanks. Y'all have a good weekend.
Not a problem, Jack. Appreciate it, sir. Coming up, Marlon Favorite on ESPN New Orleans.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
One injury that is sure to interrupt participation in athletic activity is injury to the anterior cruciate ligament. This is commonly known as an ACL tear. The ACL is considered the athletic ligament of the knee. It functions to resist anterior tibial translation and rotational loads.
Both contact and non-contact ACL injuries occur, although non-contact tears and ruptures are most common. A cut and plant movement is the typical mechanism that causes an ACL tear, that being a sudden change in direction or speed with the foot firmly planted. Rapid deceleration moments, including those that involve planting the affected leg to cut and change direction, have also been linked to ACL injuries, as well as landing from a jump, pivoting, twisting, and direct impact to the front of the tibia.
Female athletes are more susceptible to ACL injuries due to biomechanical factors. So coaches of female athletes especially should incorporate ACL prevention exercises into workout routines. Prevention programs should be started in the off season, well before the playing season begins.
Always warm up before playing. It is important to get blood circulating to the muscles before starting a game or practice.
Being flexible enough to move freely can help you maintain ideal form. Include stretches for your thighs, calves, and hips, and pay particular attention to any areas that are especially tight.
Develop body awareness through strengthening the hips, core, and thighs. A variety of squats and lunges are a couple of exercises that can build strength. Using proper technique is crucial.
Develop body awareness through balance. Many injuries occur when an athlete is off balance. Like anything, balance gets better with practice. Begin with sturdy surfaces and advance to uneven footing.
Run to a line or cone, plant your outside foot without letting your knee collapse inward to change direction. Move in patterns that take you front to back, side to side, and diagonally. Start by running slowly so you can concentrate on good position.
Always jump, land, stop, and move with your knees directly over your feet. Begin by jumping straight upward several times. Spring up, then land with your feet and knees pointing straight ahead. Careful not to let your knees buckle inward. Let your knees bend softly each time you land. Practice proper landing technique until it becomes second nature. Keep your knees bent, your chest high, your glutes back, and land softly.
Remember, quality workouts are the key to keeping you safely in the game. Adequate sleep, rest days, and alternating hard workouts with easier workouts are all important strategies to help reduce your risk of injury and make you a strong, powerful athlete.
If you have questions about injury prevention strategies, please contact us at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional at 985-493-4502, 493-4502, or www.thibodaux.com, www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
We saw Torrey Craig go down yesterday in a game. Right knee MRI shows per Woj. No damage. His status is day-to-day. We bring in Marlon Favorite at Big Fave 504. We can follow on Twitter and, of course, the podcast Inside the Trenches. Marlon, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Goose, man. All is well, brother. Just a little West Bank riding right now, man. Just enjoying the break of rain we got for however many minutes, hours, or whatever we get. Rain don't stop, man. Hello, everybody.
You brought up the West Bank, sir. I got to get your opinion, man. Zaylia Avangard. Goodness. Harvey resident, spelling bee champ, Hooper, and, you know, first African-American to win the spelling bee. Her role model, she says, the first woman of color astronaut for NASA. I mean, I don't know about you, but we've been talking about name, image, and likeness. We saw the mayor tweet, senators have tweeted. We need to pump her up for this city. I mean, she needs to be literally on everything and anything because I feel like I've done nothing in my life. She has 3 Guinness Book of World Records. She does everything. Sing, dance, play sports. She's unbelievable, man. So happy for her. It's incredible, man. The West Bank bringing it home.
I am so excited for her breaking records. And I saw her dribble those basketballs and breaking that Guinness World Record. It's just, I mean, it's what we do on the West Bank, man. We produce talent, brother. That's what we do. But I really love her spirit. I think she, you know, our children are our future, man. Teach them well and let them lead the way. And she's doing it. She interviewed well, too, Gus. I want to say that as well. I thought she answered the questions on point, and she spoke extremely well. So happy for her and her family.
Man, so many people posting videos of her games, her workouts and such, man. You just go spend a few minutes on Twitter and you're just going to be like, oh, wow. And it's awesome to see the national recognition she's getting. She's earned it though, man. And you know what, Marlon, what I see, you can't know those words. And even they were writing in the AP story that she knew she was kind of playing games with. She knew like the definition of every word, not just how to spell them. That's work. To get to that point, to handle the ball like you do. You see her in some of the videos today that's being posted at a gym, at some playground on the West Bank. There's a chair here. There's a step ladder there, you know, working, trying to dribble around it like they're guards. Marlon, it comes down to work, man. And we're seeing in the NBA Finals, Chris Paul and them talking about working on little things, stressing stuff. You don't become a champion. You don't become great without putting in work.
That's correct, Gus. It's together, team work. That's what it's all about. And even as an individual, you have your role in that teamwork. You know, you're obligated to work out. You're obligated to do the things. But outside of the obligation, putting in that extra mile. And you talk about the NBA Finals and the way that it's going right now. You can tell that Suns team. And we have all kind of stars now. I love the star that Devin Booker's turning to. Ayton as well, you know, being able to emerge, you know, guard Giannis one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is something to really look at and smile because was Chris Paul the missing piece to that Suns team and taking them to that next level, that veteran leadership? How well is chemistry rolling in this deal? You know, a couple of times, I mean – they have to have broken a record for the most passes going around before the shot clock because they're moving the ball around and they're in sync. So it's beautiful to watch. And shout out to Coach Monty Williams, Chris Paul, two former New Orleanians, spent some time here when we were the Hornets. And yeah, it's beautiful to see those guys shine.
Yeah, man, it is incredible to sort of see just that effort and that teamwork and that togetherness and all of that, man. It's pretty cool when you look at it. And a lot of times you build that, I would say, at practice. And also, though, you got to have those leaders in the locker room. I know I've asked you this 100 times, man, when you played at LSU and even along the stops you did in the NFL, there's always that one guy, right, that one alpha omega, the voice of all that when they speak, you kind of just listen, huh?
Yeah, there's always a guy in the locker room. I know the short stint I had with New Orleans, of course, that guy was Drew Brees. At LSU, that 07 season, a guy that wasn't extremely vocal, but he let his play talk for him, and that's Glenn Dorsey. So just being around, those different leaders in sports, you feed off of that energy, right, Gus? You know, you take a guy like Chris Paul, who has been in the NBA now, 13, 14 years? Might be 15, if I'm not mistaken. And has been so close, you know, was able to take the Pelicans, at the time Hornets, to the play, get so close and, you know, bounce around the Houston Clippers and then finally find that fit. And it looks like they're going to do it in about 5, Gus.
It's crazy when you think about it. How dominant they've looked. I mean, they just look like a pretty good, you know, team for sure. Kevin Perkins on the jump just now. Jordan said what?
Yeah, they're on the verge of, the Phoenix Suns are on the verge of being the next NBA dynasty.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the Bucks won the Super Bowl, Marlon, but I don't think that a lot of people sort of feel that, you know, you're putting them in the Super Bowl in the NFC Championship game, huh?
Well, some people are, and that's natural, Gus, around this time of the year, just simply because what they've done to their roster, how well they did in the draft, who they were able to keep that was on the Super Bowl team, Tom Brady still being the leader in shining armor. All of that plays a role. Oh, Tampa going back. I don't see anybody. But you can't just say that in the NFL because things change so much. It's still a very tough division. You know, Atlanta made some improvements. You have New Orleans, of course, we have a new quarterback. We made some improvements as well, and even Carolina, you know, the second-year coach and Matt Rhule adding some pieces to their puzzle over there, making their moves, adding Sam Darnold now, and you know, Coach Joe Brady being a quarterback developer, a pass game developer. So, you know, you look across the NFL, Minnesota's looking good. Arizona, OMB, right? You know, they look good. So it's not – of course, we'll have to see a little bit of, you know, Game 4, we'll kind of get a feel for where we're at in regards to those guys. But it's any given Sunday, and we see new teams emerge. But, Gus, I told you, I'm excited about the Bengals, too. And, of course, our Cowboys, always excited. Everyone's excited about them.
Marlon, it's a good thing you got a minute left before the bottom of the hour. If not, I would have said it's all the time for you. Now, you know what? You can like your Cowboys. That's fine. Jordan likes his Bears. Or is it the Bills now?
It's the Bills.
Okay. You know he's the backup over there, right? Yes. Marlon, what? A question that Pro Football Focus posted yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah, what is one NFL officiating rule that you would like to see change?
Well, me being a defensive lineman, I think we can fix the roughing the quarterback, right? You know, we can make some – it's like you breathe on today's quarterback and, you know – and this is for guys like – you know who would appreciate this rule change? Guys like Marcus Davenport and Cam Jordan who's getting these big FedEx envelopes in their locker every Tuesday and wondering what's going on. Oh, well, you blew a little hot air on Ryan – on Matt Ryan. So here's this upper $1,000 to my $1,000 fine. So I think those guys, once those rules change, would appreciate it a little more. Hello, somebody.
There he is, Mr. Hello, somebody. Marlon Favorites over on the West Bank, apparently the side of the river of champions, my friend. You're a champ. She's a champ. Everybody's a champ on the West Bank.
I love it, man. I'm in excellent company. I'm excited about it. You know, we have little Jalayla over here, Manuel. She's doing her thing with basketball and movies. And, of course, Zalia. And I forget the young lady's name who's going to the Olympics, a gymnast. She's from Harvey as well. Yeah. So it's this Harvey area, man. You know,
the ladies, man. Ladies. Yeah. Bringing it.
Yes, yes. They're taking over. I love it.
It's good stuff, man. It really honestly is. There's talent everywhere in this state, not just in high school football, apparently. Thank you so much, Marlon. Have a great weekend, man. Hopefully the rain will eventually end, and we'll be 2 weeks and a couple of days, man, when we talk to you again on Monday from training camp, sir.
Man, thank you so much. Y'all enjoy the weekend, and y'all make sure y'all go to getgorillagear.com, man. Get y'all Gorilla Gear, man. I think you'll show off your muscles in it, guys.
Sounds good. Do you have a Gorilla Gear tank top?
Yes, we do. I actually worked out in one on yesterday.
You know what? I may do that. You know me, Jordan. I like my tank top.
Oh, yeah. It does.
I'm uncomfortable in this college shirt today. I do not like this college shirt today. We had a meeting, so I had to wear a college shirt. Thank you, Marlon. Appreciate it, buddy.
Y'all take care, brother.
See you, Marlon.
There he goes. Leo Haggerty next. We'll talk a little soccer, a little foosball here as well. What Tom Brady said yesterday, and again, I love me some Tom, dude. I really honestly do right now. Tom on Twitter is good.
It's off-season Tom.
Yeah, it's good. What did he do yesterday that made me kind of chuckle again? Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
McGregor versus Poirier 3 is all set for UFC 264. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all customers a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test and to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. It's the McGregor versus Poirier rubber match. Get in on the action now. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code PLAY for your shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code PLAY to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
I like this song, Jordan. You know what else I like, though?
Fridays.
I like this song right here. No, it's not time for Shot of the Day, but it's the music I didn't use. You know the name of the song? Huh?
Reminds me of like a Sandlot.
Come on. Leo Haggerty. You know the name of the song, don't you, sir?
Tequila.
I'm telling you, I love off-season Tom. Tom Brady is great. especially when the Stanley Cup tweets at him. after the Tampa Bay Lightning win the NHL Stanley Cup, Tampa Bay, back-to-back seasons for them. And at Stanley Cup, like it's the cup, right? He's got his own Twitter account. He says, FYI, I'm too heavy to throw at Tom Brady. And he then responds, I don't know, ... Everything feels a bit lighter after some tequila with the laughing face emoji. I mean, do you have one of those shirts, though, where Ryan Griffin's holding Tom up there at the end of the parade?
No, Gus, I don't yet. Just another ho-hum week here in Tampa. Another trophy.
Another championship.
Yeah, you know, it's just what else could happen? Yeah, you know, we figure the Rays will win the World Series. Brady will win another one, and it'll just be like five in a row, you know.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
I mean, in all honesty,
We just want the Pelicans to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, COVID was the worst thing to hit, but I'll tell you what, since COVID, we haven't lost a championship in here. It's just crazy. And I'll tell you what, Gus, I'm amazed that Montreal won a game. That's how good the Lightning are. And the funny thing is, if you'd have put 88 in a red jersey and a Montreal emblem on the front, Montreal probably would have run in five. Vasilevsky's the best goalie I've seen in years, technically. Mm. Tremendous.
I think one of the things, Leo, that is also going to be interesting as we move forward, not only with the Bucks but other places here as well, is, you know, these championships, man, it's – I think sometimes you get kind of caught into the importance of it and sort of, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I enjoy watching a team. I'm not going to say earn it over buying it. Look, you're always trying to get the best pieces. But I guess what I'm leading into, have you enjoyed what the Suns are doing? Like, it's hard for me to not root for what the Suns are doing. The togetherness, the teamwork, the we work hard. I mean, for Coach Monty Williams and what he's gone through, like, man, it's been a while since I've, like, legitimately felt good. Like, I'm like, I can't wait to see if they can pull this off because I'm going to be really happy for them.
Oh, Gus, I'll tell you, before the NBA playoffs start, I said, don't go to sleep on the Suns. They are for real. And, again, Chris Paul was the missing piece. That was huge. Just it's a great team effort. They went into the bubble last year and went 9-0, and everybody said, that was a fluke, that was a fluke. Well, guess what? Booker can play.
Yeah.
Chris Paul can play. And Monty Williams can coach. The play he ran at the end for the dunk, I don't think people realized that everybody was saying, it was goaltending, it was goaltending. No, it's coming from out of bounds, so it's not a shot at a pass. You can't goaltend a pass that's coming from out of bounds. It was a great play, a great call. And I'll tell you what, Gus, I still say it's going seven, but I like Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the things that you mentioned, too, is you got to be able to know the X's and O's and matches. But it's just crazy because, I mean, you're watching the post-game reaction yesterday. I mean, Budenholzer's fired, right? I mean, judging by the way he's being covered, he's done. I mean, he's absolutely done, which is crazy because he's not the one going 21-28 with misses if you drew Holiday, 1-8 from beyond the arc. I just, the depth in the shooting, and look, let's be honest, the GM over there at Phoenix, it just struck gold, man. I mean, did they think Mikal Bridges was going to be this good? Cameron Payne, Cam Johnson, they all can hit shots anywhere on the court. They're all unselfish. They play defense, and then you have your big three stars and Ayton Booker and Paul. It's just, it's a perfect, you know, storm, really.
Oh, it's a great mix. And, you know, putting that team together, the only thing I'd do if I was the Milwaukee coach is every time Giannis took a three-pointer, I'd fine him. I mean, get under the basket where you belong. I mean, this three-point game is kind of ridiculous when you look at it. But I think Miami's going to come. Not Miami, Milwaukee's going to come back. They're going to win two in Milwaukee. It's going to be best of three, and it's going to come down to if Chris Paul can actually close the deal. So far, it looked like he has, but I think Milwaukee's going to have an answer. And you know what, Gus, you're exactly right. Hey, the coach isn't missing the shots. The coach isn't, you know, just not getting it done. And it's not like he's got the wrong people on there. He's got Middleton out there. He's got Giannis out there. He's got Lopez out there. Sometimes it just doesn't, they don't score. And we'll see what happens when they get back to Milwaukee. Because of all the games in terms of, you know, hockey, baseball, football, basketball is the one where home court advantage is huge because the fans are right on top of you.
Right. Speaking with Leo Haggerty in Sports Magazine, sir, one of the things that I think is going to be interesting over the weekend is some good soccer matches. I love Coach G. Thank you for introducing us to Coach G, man. He loves his soccer, man, and he's so knowledgeable when we chat with him on Wednesdays.
He's enthusiastic, isn't he?
No, I love it. It's good stuff. That said, man, you're on Friday, and the games are this weekend. Let's start with Copa America. Do you think Messi, again, kind of sentimental here, it's going to be a big rivalry. You know Argentina and Brazil are going to be something tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, but I'd love to see Messi get the win, huh?
Yeah, you would, Gus. The whole problem as a former coach is, you know, one doesn't beat 11. And, you know, after Messi, probably the next five or six players are all wearing, Brazilian uniforms. But I'll tell you what, the one thing about soccer is that one striker can really make the difference. And I think Messi's looking at the clock and saying, you know what, it's ticking real quick. I need to make it happen now. I think he does. I think it finally happened that they beat Brazil. I think it's going to probably go to extra time and maybe actually goals. And I think it's going to be a 1-1, and then Messi, they're going to be able to put more in than the Brazilians.
Hmm. Okay. And then on Sunday, England and Italy, 2 o'clock after USA and Haiti play at 7:30 at night, not after, but later on that night. Let's do USA Haiti here. Coach G said it's the B team. It's not going to be all the star players, Pulisic and stuff like that. That Coach Buckhalter on purpose wants to see some of the other guys from MLS and stuff that maybe can find roles or even depth for the team that's going to be competing for a World Cup spot. Do you like this approach, and does it get you less excited or more excited to see the USA in Gold Cup action?
Yeah, Gus, it gets me excited because it's obvious that the formula wasn't working before, whether it was the coach, whether it was the players, whether it was a combination. The United States has to find some players. They got to find some guys, and they got to find young players. I mean, the Dempseys, these guys, they're past their prime. They need to find guys that are coming up, you know, 19, 20, 21, that can actually get the job done on the international scale. And I know Coach G is probably the biggest proponent of, we are so far behind, it's not even funny, the rest of the world. But the one thing about the United States is if you give them a challenge, it's going to happen quickly. And I think the soccer program in the United States has accepted the challenge and said, okay, we got to find athletes. We got to find players. We got to find, be able not just to compete with North America and South America, but with the Euros as well.
All right, England and Italy. What do you make of the laser thing? What do you think UEFA can do against England, and will it have any effect in this match?
I think it will. The Italians are the one team you do not want to get behind. They go up 1-0, they go into a shell. They will defend till it's the last man. They just want to get that one goal lead. If England can get the lead, and again, that's the key. The team that scores first is going to have a huge advantage because all of a sudden, then the other team is going to go into a shell. What I'm concerned about is England may have, you know, lost a little bit of that karma, a little bit of that juju when they finally beat Germany. And that had been like 20 years in the making. I'll tell you what, Gus, I think it's another one that goes to extra time. I think it's another one that goes to the shootout. I think Italy wins.
Ooh. All right. There you go. Well, as always, man, we enjoy your conversation on Friday. What are you doing this weekend? Any big plans?
Well, you know what, Gus? I'm down here, and I'll tell you what. Nobody can complain about Jerry Jones not doing things top-notch. I'm down here at the Ford Center, the Star, where the Dallas Cowboys are in the training camp. And we got the LaDainian Tomlinson's camp. I'm down here till Saturday. Then it's off to next week. I'll be talking to you from the beautiful state of Virginia. We'll be up in Fairfax, Virginia, running a camp up there at George Mason. But hopefully we get LT on the show next week for you.
Gotcha, man. I'm going to text you a bar on the other side of the interstate there, my buddy, who lives in an apartment complex right there next to the minor league baseball stadium. You may have to go. You've probably already been there, by the way, but it's just on the other side of the interstate. It's a place you need to go, just letting you know.
Let me know, Bubba, because we're looking for places to go, absolutely.
I got your place, I promise you.
All right, I'll trust you guys. Hey, have a great weekend, guys. Be safe, all right?
Sounds good. There's Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I'm here to recommend things, Jordan. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. I can see clearly when you're gone. I said,
ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep. Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit tghealthsystem.com.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Saints play the Cowboys here.
When are we going to Dallas?
Yeah, I know. See, I told you. I'm telling you. It's a really good sports bar and grill.
It looks like they have a lot of TVs.
Yes, they do.
A lot of scenery. I'm down. Whenever you want to go,
Whenever you want to go?
I mean, seriously, whenever you want to go.
Well, you know. It's a bit of a drive. I know that.
I don't care.
Okay.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Focus.
No, I'm in an upset mood. I'm in a bad mood.
Well, I mean,
because
I'm sure they franchise
the Cowboys.
Open one here.
The Cowboys play here.
Oh, no reason to go to Dallas, is there?
None.
No reason to go to Dallas. Give me some top stories, sir.
Yeah. So a few minutes ago, LSU makes it official: Dan Fitzgerald of Dallas Baptist hired as LSU's baseball recruiting coordinator. Mm-hmm. So that's a new member to Jay Johnson's coaching staff.
Jay Johnson says that he thinks the program will be set for a while. One of the best in the country at coordinating. He's got himself a pretty good staff, right? Pitching coach coming over from Arizona State. That was kind of weird how that ended over there. They retained him, and then he asked permission to interview, and they're like, oh, really? You're fired, or let you go. So he's like, fine, no problem. And he comes over to LSU to be their pitching coach. But a nice staff, for sure. I think. And, you know, now we wait to see about the players. They've already got two transfers to come on over from Arizona. Pretty good hitters. So I would say not a bad start.
Next topic. EA confirms, correct me if I'm wrong, Gus, Kylian Mbappe as cover star of FIFA 22.
You're asking me to correct you if you're wrong?
Yes. You're the soccer guy.
When did I become the soccer guy?
I don't know. You're just a soccer guy. Anyway, next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Mosley emerging as a strong front runner to be the Magic's next head coach. We haven't really been able to talk about this too much today. It's a topic that, you know, we might hear more about coming back over on Monday. Might be finalizing a few things, but it seems like that he's going to be the guy for the Orlando Magic.
Hmm. Interesting. I think one of the things, have we gotten a coach yet?
No.
No?
So if that happens, there will only be two teams left, the Wizards and the
Again, Pelicans. Though, as I said, I am not upset as much as a lot of people, although there is a candidate that I do have.
Well, I'm not upset because that eliminates a team from grabbing the candidate that you have.
Well, I like Willie Green. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I also like another candidate.
Ooh, who's that other candidate?
Coach Bobby Finstock. Do you know who that is?
No.
You don't know who that is?
I probably should.
He is the head coach of Teen Wolf, the movie with Michael J. Fox. He was the head coach in the high school.
It doesn't matter how you play the game. It's whether you win or lose. And even that doesn't make all that much difference.
Hey, guys, how about a celebration, huh? Chubby, ice cream sundae, sprinkles.
Give me a dime, Scott, remember?
Brad, glass of milk? I get it, coach. What's that problem?
Let me give you a little advice. There's three rules that I live by. Never get less than 12 hours sleep. Never play cards with a guy who's got the same first name as a city. And never go near a lady who's got a tattoo of a dagger on her body. Now, you stick with that. Everything else is cream cheese. Great game there, Scotty.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about somebody
Coach.
Understands his star player, could care less. This is when, you know, Michael J. Fox was pouring it on out there, and, you know, he was the team's leading scorer. He's a wolf. All the attention. Little jealousy in the locker room, and Coach Bobby Finstock could have cared less. Nice win. And then he gave him some advice. Jordan?
Don't play cards with a person that's named
after a city.
Don't. Yeah. Get close to a woman with has a tattoo of a dagger.
On her body, yes.
On her body.
Uh-huh. Never get less than 12 hours sleep.
Yes,
which basically seems to be my wife's creed. The sleep part. I don't know the last time I had more than 5 hours sleep, to be honest with you. I cannot go to bed before midnight. It just doesn't happen.
Well, ever since Styx came into my life, yeah. I've been going to bed at 10, waking up at 6.
Really? I wish.
30.
And then I'm telling you, 6:15, I hear a door. And then there's a little brown, spiky-haired little guy staring at me. Hi, Daddy. 6:15. At least. Your day's coming.
I'd be telling Carver, go back to bed.
Ah, your day's coming.
Carver, go back to bed. I know you have to go to the bathroom. Just go to the bathroom real quick and go back to bed.
Your day's coming. Right?
I don't know when that will be.
The Milwaukee Bucks first-round draft pick in 7 years. I'm sure your day will come by then. There's no doubt.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Especially if you go to Dallas. Anything else?
There is a great eatery over in Dallas. I guess that could be one of the other topics of
that
the
is
day.
That is not on your...
All right, fine. The next topic. Match for third place in Copa America is today. Colombia and Peru.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Okay. So that is something if anyone wants to watch a sporting event, that will be on time.
You didn't sell that very good. You're right there.
It's for third place.
Anybody want to watch?